Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the podcast, y'all. It's Off the Air. More banter, less filter. Stuff we talk about when the mics aren't on. It's Marcus, Sandy, producer Jason.
Hello.
Should we address the elephant in the room? We haven't podcasted in a hot minute.
You know why?
Huh?
I know the reason. Because the last episode we did was about my vasectomy, and we really needed to let that one marinate. Because
oh,
the
why?
World was shook, Sandy. So people really needed to digest that for a few weeks.
That wasn't what I was going to guess, but I guess you're right.
I don't want to think about your balls marinating.
I mean, the audience has been... They've been hanging on balls.
Everything okay? Everything come out all right?
Yeah, I think it's okay. And mostly, just as a quick follow-up to that, thank you. I mostly feel okay. It took a while. The last thing was like, you know, if I could like, not that I run, but like to run, like to jog across the house, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that took a while. I was still feeling something. I think just in the past few weeks, I'm really starting to not notice my balls, which is a good thing. You know what I mean? You want them just to be there and forget about them until you need them.
I don't ever forget about my guys.
But you know what I mean? Like after a surgery, like you'll move a certain way, you'll hit it a certain way in the shower or whatever, and then you're like, oh, that's right. My balls.
Mm.
They're hurting right now. You know, so
well,
things are good.
I'm glad you could rejoin your competitive taekwondo team.
Thank
Everything's
you.
Fine.
Yes.
What are we talking about today? Jason has brought something to the table that is interesting.
Okay, there's this like influencer, like male advice guy mm-hmm. that I follow. I think his name's like Aaron Marino. I like him because he's not young. I think he's like 40.
Okay.
And he's a little tongue in cheek because his personality's so over the top. But I actually think that the advice that he gives, it's like stuff for guys like grooming and dating and like, you know, like, it's like it's mental health as well, too.
This one's about how to talk to ladies,
yeah.
how to make your move. And what we want to do is we want to vet this through Sandy.
Right. As I was reading this, a couple of these things made me think of Sandy because she has talked about this.
Okay.
And it's sort of fun to go down things like this.
So what's the headline? And
psychological attraction tricks women can't resist.
Mm.
Of course, written by a man, right?
Yeah. But I mean,
how do you know we can't resist?
Give them the benefit of the doubt here. Let's hold on.
Okay.
I would trust it more if it was written by a woman. Like, oh, she gets it.
What a
it.
Novel
She's me.
Concept.
All right. Okay, everybody.
Wait, women can write?
Okay.
You guys are so judgy.
I'm just really joking. Tired. I have to say this. I'm really tired of things that are published that's like, blah, 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 what women want. And it's like...
Right.
It would be so nice if I could hear from a woman
no,
about
I,
what
I,
women
I get
want.
It. As a woman, I would totally feel the same way. This is a guy and his... audience is men, and
I
he's
just
not
want to rip him apart. That's all I want to do.
He's not hiding that. You know what I mean? So anyway,
all right.
Okay. Psychologically touch her. This is one of the tips.
How do you do that?
Casually touch to the point she barely knows it happened. A French study reports that a man who subliminally or lightly touched a woman on her arm has twice the success of getting her number and securing a date.
You gotta have some kind of sign. You can't just be touching people.
It's not. But it's not like a. It's like a. It's like a brush. It's like a you're walking by and it's just a oops. Sandy, anything?
I think if you're on a date and it was going okay mm-hmm. and then he just touched, yeah, that would stand out to me.
Okay.
That would stand out.
Good.
I don't feel raped if he touches my arm.
But what if you're not
yeah, Marcus, geez.
No, but I'm saying like are there not ladies listening right now? They're like, nah, don't touch me. What if the date's
I'm sure
not
there's
going
plenty
well?
Of people who don't want to be touched at all. But I am saying if it's... It could work if there's an attraction there.
Right. You gotta know in the moment how it's going.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I need some kind of sign. I don't know what that is. Maybe she leans in a little bit.
I was just about to say, she leans in a
maybe
little bit.
Maybe she touches her hair.
Body language is big, yeah.
I need something, because I don't want to be the guy where, like, I lightly psychologically touch her, and then the pepper spray comes out.
You're so dumb. Okay, here's another one. This is like the confidence theme. He has a big theme with confidence.
All right.
Don't ask. Just make it happen. Nobody wants to be with the dude that's insecure and paralyzed with fear.
What does that
you'll
mean?
Be perceived as attractive and irresistible by just making it happen. Don't ask. Do.
Make
I like that.
Happen.
I think that's great advice.
Well, what is the it that they want to make happen?
I mean, I think it's just anything. I think it's just an overall, like, you know, the other thing that he's talked about, like, with dates and stuff is that, like, if you're going on a date, you book a date, have a plan.
Yeah.
You're just making it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not the guy who's not like, well, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, just being confident goes a long way, I think. Easier said than done.
He's not talking about forcing his tongue into her mouth.
No. He's just...
Because, again, that statement was very predatory to me.
God, you're so glass half full. That's not what it
is. Am I not making sense here?
I know. You're taking it... Yes, you are, but you're taking it down a very dark path.
There are guys out there that just listen to you say that, and he's like, all right, he's on his date. His palms are all sweaty. And he's like, I just got to make it happen. And then he grabs her belt and yanks her toward him, and she's like, the fuck are you doing?
Listen, that's always a risk, but it's also really hot when a man can take the lead.
Yeah.
It's also really hot.
See? All right.
When you don't give us time to think. That masculine energy and take charge.
Okay.
I'm going to jump around the list here because this one is what I really thought of Sandy because she talks a lot about this.
Okay.
Let her talk about herself. Mm-hmm. Don't cut her off or interrupt her. Keep asking questions.
I'm terrible at all of that.
Why is it so hard for guys to just give a shit?
It's
genuinely give a shit.
Do we want to say it's hard, Marcus, or is it just we're dumb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll start there. That's a good start.
We're dumb. We maybe, and this goes back to the confidence thing. If you're nervous, it's easier to talk about yourself. It's harder to listen with intent. Because to ask follow-up questions, I have to be really listening and paying attention. And if I'm nervous, I'm in my own head, I'm starting to not pay attention to what you're saying.
Okay. That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
I'm going to add, we are forever trying to impress you. And a guy's number one way to impress other guys is to brag about stuff.
Mm.
That's how we impress each other. So for some guys... We're still in that mode of like, I'm going to impress her by telling her about this, that, and the other thing. When in reality, because we're afraid that if we just shut up and listen, that could somehow get misconstrued as he had nothing to say. What a boring guy.
Mm. Yeah, but you counteract that by listening and then asking questions.
But it takes an evolved man to understand that.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yes.
It's, well...
It takes an evolved man to just be present?
Evolved.
And
I wouldn't say evolved. I would just say like... It keeps going back to confidence.
It's not that hard.
It's an easy concept. It's easy to talk about, easy to say. When you're right there in the trenches on that date,
this is a
hard
sex
to pull
thing.
Off.
It's like when you're talking to someone, they talk, you listen, vice versa, and then you just kind of go from there. That's the beauty of a conversation.
Yes.
It kind of flows where it flows, but if you're allowing yourself to be present, it can be really nice.
You know, when I worked at the winery and my boss said to me, if you ever run into a situation where you're with a group and you don't know what else to say, there's a lull in the conversation, ask them about themselves. Everybody loves talking about themselves. My point is, guy gets nervous, doesn't know what else to talk about. He's real good at talking about himself. Maybe that's a fallback position. I'm just spitballing here. I'm not giving you the answers.
You haven't addressed the problem.
What's that?
The problem is still the problem. Like, you're trying to defend why guys do it.
Right.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that help? Like, what, you know?
Well, this is the first step.
Okay.
You have to know that you have a problem.
Yes.
You have to know that this is a weakness for a lot of guys.
You know what would be cute is if a guy actually said, I'm so sorry. I'm nervous. I know I'm just talking a lot. That would, like, diffuse the awkwardness. But it's when they keep going and they don't realize, like, there's another person here.
Yeah,
you know?
Honesty,
you know,
can
I mean?
Go a big way.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Here's a couple other things. Compliment her booty. Asterisk, though, this only works if you're already dating or in a relationship, you know.
Thank God, a disclaimer. That's another predatory statement.
I do this with my wife, and I do it honestly. I don't just do it because I think, like, oh, got to meet that booty quota. If she's wearing pants that are accentuating the butt, and I notice her in the kitchen, I will say something. And I'm hoping it goes a long way. Sandy, any truth to this?
I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but I would gladly accept it.
Okay.
Hey, your ass looks nice today. I would accept that.
All right, good.
The stuff that I would say to my wife when we first started dating that she thought was cute back then, she now rolls her eyes at. Because I'll roll up on her and she's in the kitchen. I'm like, hey, I like those jeans.
See, but the way you say it like that, it doesn't sound real.
It is real because that's who I am.
But what's with your corny voice? Like, the delivery
she
is just...
She married a corny guy. She knows.
I know, but are you ever not performing?
If you were to say, if you, because I tell my wife that all the time. If she's wearing an outfit that is like, I don't recognize, or I just think it looks really good or whatever, like I'll say it. And I'll just say it like a normal person. I don't do a line. I'm not like, you know, Bradley Cooper and whatever that stupid movie is that you like. I'm like,
I just want to get another look at you.
Like, I'm just being, there was a, you know the guy Ira Glass from NPR? He's like one of the biggest stars on NPR.
I'm sure my wife knows him.
Go ahead. Yeah, we went to go see him speak in Santa Rosa. And he said one of the most important lessons he learned in broadcasting, and I think it applies to just life, is talk normal. Don't put on an act or a voice or a performance. If you talk normal, like literally talk normal with your normal voice, you're going to connect with people easier. So think about that next time you want to give your wife a compliment.
The other thing that I learned from longtime broadcasters when you're doing an interview is just to listen.
Yeah.
You've got your questions. You may not even get to them if you do it properly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's hit a couple of other of these things. Smell. How important is how a guy smells to you, Sandy? Because this guy says very important. It's primal. If you smell amazing, game over. You're going to win.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't want to? Is this even a thing?
Well, I don't mean smell bad. I mean no smell versus you're noticing a good smell. You know what I mean?
As long as it's not overpowering.
Okay. Okay.
Is there a fine line between a man smell that is attractive and then just straight BO?
No, I wouldn't say it's a fine line. I would say it's the Grand Canyon. Like, you can't get close to that line of BO. You want to stay as far away from that as possible. This isn't like the caveman days. Like, BO was supposed to be like for fair. Like, I'm not a scientist or whatever, but I think that's why we have so much like body hair, like men, because it trapped the smells and the pheromones, and that was supposed to attract a mate. But it's just not applicable
anymore. What's
your
preference, Sandy? Guy coming right out of the gym, guy coming right out of the shower, or guy coming right home from work? I know it's been a minute.
Coming out of the shower. It's hot.
Clean. Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
The gym. Hot. Who would want that?
I don't know.
I mean, like, but it's also hot because he's taking care of himself. He sweated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, you're looking good. Why don't you hop in the shower right quick? And then we'll get to business. That's why I would do it. Okay. Couple of things before we cut out of here. Tell a secret. Self-disclosure is one of the things that will bond you deeper and quicker to someone. They'll feel special, and it's a great way to break the ice, such as, I don't normally talk about this, but this is a fine
secret.
Line because it could get into the corny territory, and
or creepy.
Yeah.
What is the secret? I don't normally tell people this, but I dig feet. Like, yeah. I don't want to know.
I don't normally tell people this, but I have 17 bodies buried under my cabin in the woods.
I got 3 rubber dolls in the basement of my parents'
house.
Yeah,
we don't need to know that secret.
When does that come out? 2 years in?
Okay, this is interesting. Do more interesting shit. You'll be viewed as more exciting. Don't post fake pictures. Actually try and do experiences and grow yourself. I like that a lot.
Like on your own?
Yeah, like, you know, don't be the guy that sits on the couch eating Cheetos playing Call of Duty all the time. Get out there and just take, as simple as take a hike. You know, people don't go on a hike. If you live in the Bay Area or whatever, I'm sure there's green space or anywhere you can go. Just go do something interesting. It makes you more of a well-rounded person.
I'm gonna augment that and say when you do go on a date, and Sandy, correct me if you think this is just dumb or weird. I like to have, I don't know, a half dozen conversation starters, or like I like to predetermine questions I might ask her just to be in the right zone for a conversation so there isn't a lull. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that too
but
much prep?
I also, like just be in the moment. That's the problem. If you're pre-doing stuff, you're not present.
What that's dangerous because then you think you have to follow a script.
Yeah.
But what if the moment needs a little nudge?
It's not meant to be.
I guess alcohol?
Yeah, that's real.
Don't prep, just drink. Is that the takeaway here?
The last one I want to hit. Okay, be a man. What he means by this. A man doesn't blame other people for where he is in life. You don't bitch, you don't whine, you don't complain. You work hard, you do what needs to be done to be successful. Success is attractive. I like that. Like, you know, no matter how hard my day is, like, I just need to, like, I try to find it within the strength within myself. And if I can't do it, I'll go, like, you know what? That's fine. Tomorrow's another day. All good. You know, I try to really stay in a positive. It's easier said than done, obviously, but stay in a positive mindset.
Especially on a date. But is he insinuating when he says be a man and don't do these things? Is he insinuating that this is what women do?
I don't understand your question. I think he just means that this is his idea of being a man.
Okay.
Like, he talks a lot about being polite and kind to everyone.
Right.
That's what a man is to him.
Yeah.
They are a nice person. You know, a lot of people think like, oh yeah, bad boy. I'll be rude to that waiter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so, like, this guy's so against that.
Against
That's not
that.
What being a man is. Being a man is kind to everybody.
What's your number one here, Sandy? Is it just shut up and listen? Ask some questions? Because I feel like we need to have some takeaways here.
Yeah.
Some actionable items.
My number one from all of this?
Yeah.
Isn't your number one to just sit and listen?
Forget all this. If you're on a
here's
date.
Here's what I don't give a shit about dates. You know I don't go on dates.
Okay.
But here's what I like. Here's what
Please.
Attracts me to men.
Please.
Men who are active in their own life, mm-hmm. who care about growing themselves, who care about the person they're talking to. They're, you know, I always say, like, can you give a shit about my day?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I like to know. I'm on the radio. Do you listen? Like, have you heard our show?
Mm-hmm.
That's my life. Like, we're public figures. So it's nice to know somebody listens. Try to take care of yourself. I'm trying. It's hard. But, like, you know, don't fully throw in the towel.
Right. It's okay to throw in the towel on a Saturday afternoon, maybe.
Or Friday night, too.
Friday
like,
night.
Let's just be real.
Yeah.
Weekends, I don't care about the towel.
Right.
But, like, you know, try a little bit. But, yeah, and be kind. I don't like men who are dicks. I don't like men with attitude. I hate arrogance.
Mm.
I hate arrogance. It's my number one worst quality
okay.
for a man. Like, someone who's Mr. I know everything and you don't, and let me tell you why you're dumb or you're that.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I am dead on the inside.
All right, gentlemen.
That's when I check out.
Write this down, gentlemen.
Actual items, fellas. Actionable items. And I will add to what Sandy was saying, just as someone who's had
what you like in a man.
What I like in a man is no, take a second and say the words. How was your day? Write the text. How are you doing?
Mm.
Even something as simple as, yo, you know, it's the afternoon.
You have to want to care, though. You can't just fake it. Like, it
no,
has to be
but,
real.
But no, my point is this. If you're a man who's just learning how to do this, I still think this is a learned response. I really do. You have to be conditioned to be like, oh, shit, it's not about me. It's about her. I know it's maybe that's tough to hear, but just the way guys are wired, because I think part of it is because women always berate us. They always say we don't share enough. Guys
really?
Are always notorious. We don't share enough about how we're
sometimes.
Feeling or this or that or the other thing. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But it's very powerful just to text the words, how are you doing? How is your day going? You know, something as simple as 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, she's been working all day. Wellness check, you doing okay? Something as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And then take that as a launching pad. I don't think it's disingenuous to do that. The only way it's disingenuous is if you do that, she answers, and you let it hang with an emoji. Like you got nothing to follow. You know what I mean? Have you had that happen?
You have to have substance.
Because then it's just bullshit. And now you're just copying and pasting from a dating website at that point. Do you know what I mean? I think. Anyway. All right. Did we peak?
Yeah.
Sweet.
We're done.
All right. Let's plug our socials and get out of here. At Marcus and Sandy, if you want to follow the show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Sandy?
Did you not start our TikTok as well? I know you want new followers on TikTok.
I can't figure it out.
What do you mean?
That's sad to say.
What do you mean it exists, but...
No, I can't figure out how to make the videos that I want to make.
But do we have an account?
We do have an account.
Okay, so let's just start
okay.
there. You figure
what do you
it out
mean?
Later.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself, Marcus.
There's nothing there except a photo of us, but you can follow Marcus and Sandy on TikTok.
Everyone started with just a photo.
Right.
I want to make a cool video of, like, I don't know, a dog or some food with a soundtrack behind it. I don't want to just do a Pinocchio nose on a filter. That's lame.
No, I thought this was like I saw Marcus's Instagram story thing, and he was at like the Taco Bell in Pacifica. Like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself, Marcus.
All right. I'll try to figure something out today. Sorry. At Sandy Steck.
SandyStec.
Sandy just talked to Jeremy Piven. If you're, well, I guess.
Is that on your IG right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jason?
Radio Jason D on Instagram.
All right. We will talk to you next week. Thanks a ton for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.